This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Premium Processing Cooperative in Haver celebrated its grand opening last week, giving Montana ranchers more options for meat processing as officials work to boost state meatpacking capacity. The co-op, a brainchild of Montana Farmers Union members, will serve as a slaughterhouse and processing facility for Montana producers with the capacity to process around 3,000 head of animals annually and employ multiple full-time workers once the plant is fully operational in January. The cooperative model aims to stop ranchers from losing money to out-of-state meatpackers while addressing the limited capacity and lengthy wait times that plague processors in Montana. On Monday, the co-op had 52 members who purchased a $5,000 stock each to invest in the startup. Through grants, federal government money, and member shares, the million-dollar facility was able to open debt-free. Just four meatpacking companies, Tyson, JBS, Marfrig, and Seaboard, control around 85% of the meat market. According to a federal government analysis, those companies controlled the market to double their profit margins during COVID while ranchers lost money. Walter Schweitzer, Montana Farmers Union president and co-op board director, said, "When you take out the middleman and sell the animal direct to the consumer saves money and the producer makes money. Everyone wins except for the corporate monopolies." Last year, the Montana Farmers Union purchased a mobile harvest unit to help ranchers butcher animals locally, a plan that fell through because of the state's meatpacker shortage. But the mobile harvest unit found a new home in the Haver facility, and it might move again soon. Once the co-op reaches capacity, MFU hopes to move the mobile unit to a new facility and then build a permanent kill floor in Haver. Paul Neubauer, a Haver-based rancher and co-op board chair, said most members joined because they had to travel long distances to a USDA-inspected facility or faced difficulties finding a harvest slot. Neubauer said, "Ranchers are effectively competing across the state for harvest slots. There are long delays and scheduling is many months out." Eric Belasco, agricultural economics professor at MSU, said ranchers used to get more money for their products, but that dropped as steps in the supply chain increased. When a consumer buys a hamburger, the money is distributed among all the actors it took to sell that product: the rancher, the feedlot, the processing plant, the truck driver, the grocery store, and so on. But the idea is that if ranchers can hold on to their product longer, they'll get more money, Belasco said. Members of the Haver Co-op will still own their animals when their processed, unlike most ranchers selling to slaughterhouses and feedlots. Still, in a large facility, more animals drive down the averaging processing cost. Their size and workforce makes them more efficient than smaller packers, Belasco said. They're tough to compete with financially because at the end of the day, you have to make money. Increasing Montana state meatpacking capacity is a goal for Montana politicians. This year, Democratic Senator John Tester secured millions in COVID relief money to support local meat processors. Montana's meatpacking capacity more than doubled this year. Gallatin County officials notified the public that they will likely see smoke south of town this week as slash piles from forestry and logging projects are set to burn. The fires will also prompt an expected one-day closure of Sourdough Trail when burning starts. All burning is weather-dependent and will occur with proper conditions. The Minnesota Department of Transportation asked the public to name each of eight new snowplows to join its fleet, one new plow for every Minnesota DOT district around the state. More than 60,000 people voted, and the top names for the eight new snowplows were Betty White Out, Control Salt Delete, Plowasaurus Rex, Scoop Dog, Blizzard of Oz, The Big Leplowski, No More Mr. Ice Guy, and Edward Blizzard Hands. They joined the senior Minnesota snowplow named Plowy McPlowface, an homage to a boat naming competition in Britain a few years ago when the British government agency asked the internet to choose a name for a polar research ship. The winner of the naming competition? Boaty McBoatface. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.